Joining us now on the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Congrats on the win.
Oh, it was a big win. And the Fan Morning Show had its fingerprints all over it, Jeff. Doran hit a homer because, of course, Nicholas Harry Callis pitched a gem and recorded a couple of assists out there. And then I came in spot duty to play shortstop for Dickerson. I had two assists and caught the final out, Jeff. How about them apples?
Wow. Did you go like Savannah Bananas? You caught it and then flipped?
Oh, Jeff. It was as routine a pop-up as there could possibly have been, and I almost butchered it.
You didn't hot dog it. You two hands, right?
I had two hands up, and I misjudged it, and then it wound up being 3 feet over where I thought it was going to land. And so I just sort of stuck my glove up a la The Sandlot in Smalls, and I turned my back, and it landed softly in the glove. But I'll tell you, when I turned, I didn't think I was catching it, and the ridicule would have been unbearable.
I mean, could you feel the angst of the crowd as the ball was hanging in the air?
Oh, Jeff, I had visions of champagne popping in the locker room after the game, dancing through my head, and I almost buckled the doggone thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But you didn't.
I did not. And O'Neal Cruz did not either. And I know he didn't win the thing, but he put on a hell of a show. And if you're a Pirates fan and you couldn't enjoy that, then shame on you for 6 weeks. But I have a negative tilt to my entire existence, Jeff. I mean, that's just how I am. And it had me wondering, because he was, I thought, the star of the thing last night, apart from Cal Raleigh. Is that going to be the pinnacle of his Pirates career? Or do you think he'll ever live up to his full potential? Because I think we can all agree he's got more to give there.
Well, let me speak for everybody and say I hope not.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch it. I mean, to see a Pirate with that type of offensive talent. And he was, I mean, you kind of knew it going in that, look out, he is going to kind of open himself up to the rest of the baseball world because this was made for him. And he did not disappoint in that first round. I mean, damn, that 513-foot shot. He had, I think, four that went at least 117 miles an hour, including one 119, which was the hardest hit ball of the day. And no kids were injured on the field.
A that miracle.
Right? Very much so. But he was, there was so much attention. So there were so many players that were gravitating, including his buddy Ellie De La Cruz. Like, to see them hanging out and supporting each other,
that was cool.
Was very cool. And now I wonder, okay, now he's seen this all this attention on him, does that make him want to work harder? Did at any point during that day or the last couple of days, or assuming he stays to watch the game today, did someone come up to him that he respects, say, dude, if you just worked a little harder, you could be like this? Or if you start doing this during your daily routine, it's going to make you do this. That we'll find out. But that, I guess, would be the hope that
right.
He grabs. Much like Skeens was talking about, hey, I'm there to learn. I want to learn from guys. Even if it's not openly, maybe even through osmosis, that Cruz finds something that helps his game be more than just a home run derby guy.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talk about those kids out there in the outfield. Dude, he's hitting balls off the chop house out there that are almost bouncing back into the field of play. Like, nobody was safe. And
no.
I'm trying to walk the line here of enjoying that moment and also with my fingers crossed hoping that he can be this kind of guy, a superstar on the field in regular season games for the Pirates. And that's why we had a caller ring us up in the first hour, Jeff, and say they should trade Cruz after the Derby. And for me, it's a non-starter. You're not going to go out and acquire a player with 40 home run potential. You're just not. And you can't hit right now. Would you consider moving O'Neal Cruz?
I would consider signing him to the richest deal in Pirates history.
There you go.
That's what I would do. Make it like 5 years, 110, 120, offer that to him, because you'll never find a talent. Connor Griffin's good. He doesn't have talent like O'Neal Cruz. You won't be able to trade for somebody like that. You won't be able to free agent sign somebody like that. You saw how Skeens just loved. He was around it. He wanted to be there and support him. Like, if you have any hope that Skeens would be here at any point past his free agency, I think Cruz would be a step in that direction, let alone, you know, the overall betterment of the ballpark, of the ball club. I get it. I know he didn't hustle after everything, and he'll do that again. He's going to frustrate you again. But the talent is insane. To win games, you need talent. You could draft all the hardworking 5'10 guys you can. You ain't going to win. It's guys like this, surrounded by a couple of those guys, is how you win. That's what I would do with O'Neill Cruz. I'm not as concerned about some of the other things. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad would tell me, don't ever be like Dave Parker, because he's a hot dog.
Right.
Because he would flip his glove down after he would catch it. Don't you ever do that. I'm sure parents say the same thing about O'Neill Cruz, but damn, while he's not Dave Parker in terms of what he can do on a field, he's got the ability to do that if he can ever get it all figured out.
Jeff, we talked about this earlier in the show too. We rip Pirates ownership. We rip Ben Cherington for all the reasons that they fail. We rip Derek Shelton, and then he got handed his walking papers. But we don't spend enough time collectively, I think, as a Pirates fan base, and perhaps as a media covering the team, talking about player failures. And we have with O'Neill Cruz. But Brian Reynolds has been a profound disappointment this year. And I'm not putting that on anybody else but Brian Reynolds. The guy is the richest player in Pirates history. He's got an OPS plus of 82, meaning he's 18% below league average. What the heck is going on with this guy? Because if they're going to make good on this Skeens window, man, they ain't doing it unless he performs up to his expectation level.
Yeah, you kind of sit back and hope, okay, maybe it was just a bad first half, that it just didn't click. He's putting too much pressure on himself. Whatever it was, because Brian does not talk a lot to us, let alone anybody. He's more introverted than anything. I know there have been a number of suggestions about personal whatever. I just think he's had a bad half. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of support around him in the lineup, and you're right. I mean, if you look at what you expect from him and what he is capable of, he's as bad as anybody in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just been bad. And if you don't, the way that this team is with the slimmest margin for error, if your best offensive player is in the tank, you're going to see what we're seeing or what we've seen in the first half. I expect that he's going to bounce out of this. I mean, he's been working on it, much like Pham worked at it, and he busted through it. You hope that Brian Reynolds has a better second half.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, Paul Skeens going to take the mound tonight to start in the All-Star game. 2 seasons in the bigs, not even full seasons, 2 All-Star game starts. It's really incredible. We saw it with Sidney Crosby, right? I mean, a guy like the Prince who's promised, who actually lives up to expectations. Paul Skeens, if anything, has exceeded expectations. Do you think that will be the focus of the broadcast tonight, or do you think it's going to be a lot of Pirate bashing? I'm actually fascinated to see how that's all handled.
I don't know how much bashing they'll do, but there's going to be a comment about his record and about the team.
Yeah.
I don't think in this setting, I mean, it's mostly a happy events, and I don't think they drill down on teams at this type of event. So I don't think there'll be much Pirate bashing, but there'll be something about, even though he hasn't gotten the support, there'll be a graphic, or there'll be either a graphic or something that Joe Buck will say about how many runs he's gotten compared to other pitchers this year. But he's only out there for an inning. I guess the good and bad thing is, there will only be attention on the Pirates for one half inning, and that'll be it. So once they get through that, if they are negative of Cruz, you probably won't hear anything about the Pirates the rest of the day, or negative around the teammates around Skeens. You won't hear much more the rest of the day. But, man, I'm excited. I love his attitude. I mentioned it earlier. about how he wants to go and pick the brains of the other guys.
Yeah. Like,
he says, I can't get worse by being at this game. And then he had this one line in his, when he talked on Sunday about, well, you know, the best wants to go against the best. And it wasn't like a, hey, look at me, or I'm trying to sell something, or I'm trying to prove that I'm this good. It's just, I'm one of the best in the game. And I want to go take on Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh and whomever else they put in that lineup. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he's the total package. It's not just the on-the-field stuff. It's the demeanor. And every time he goes out there, I know I speak for everybody when I say he's must-watch. I mean, for our jobs, we are watching every inning of Pirates baseball. And as a massive Pirates fan, I would be anyhow.
Well,
but and when he's pitching, Jeff, I can't miss. Like, I will cancel plans to watch that guy.
And I know it kind of gets back to what people are going to call in about, and I get it, because doing the post-game show the last couple of days, I heard it. It's like the double-edged sword. Arguably, at least in the Home Run Derby, the most dynamic player and the most dynamic pitcher are on your roster, mm-hmm. and you stink. You know, and that's what drives everybody nuts, because it's so fun to watch Skeens. Cruz, I mean, we've seen Pirates in the Home Run Derby before, and Josh Bell had a nice showing. If he would have gone up against a different competition, he may have advanced to the semifinals. But this was fun to watch a guy that hit it like that and knew he was on your team. And then the reality hits, you know, on Wednesday when you look at the standings.
That's right. They're not just bad. They're 19 games under 500 bad. And I said it on the show before. Nothing as a Pirates fan right now brings me greater joy than watching Paul Skeens pitch. But I'm never more mad than on days where he pitches, Jeff, because he is so good. And those are the games you really want to see the team win. And they've just left us wanting more almost every time out. Jeff, this was wonderful. And the text line loves you. They're saying you've brought an element of professionalism to my clown show today. So thank you for doing that.
Not at all. And by the way, if anyone is interested in the draft or about some of the guys they drafted, 93.7thefan.com. We have bios of every single one of them, including the other Jared Jones. They drafted a Jared Jones just to make it more confusing for us.
Hey, he might be in the Home Run Derby one day.
I'm telling you what, this dude, I mean, when your nickname is the Bear, I want that dude on my team.
Darn right. Or you're some beef cook in Chicago. You ever seen that show, Jeff?
I haven't, but I've heard it's pretty good.
It is good. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Adam.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. And yeah, he's got a comprehensive breakdown of everything the Pirates did in the draft on 93.7thefan.com. I would urge everyone out there to check it out.